When you look at an hourglass, you can see that no matter how large the sand containers at the top and the bottom are, the sand is not going to move from the top container to the bottom container any faster than the narrow aperture in the middle allows the sand to travel. This narrow part is often called a bottleneck or a constraint. The theory of constraints in business states that any workflow in your business will have at least one constraint. This constraint is mission critical for your business because it governs how fast anything can happen in that workflow. So, spending time on any part of the workflow other than the constraint is pretty much a waste of time because it would not improve the throughput of your system. Profit Savvy considers the theory of constraints, or TOC as it's known, is one of the most important tools in any manager's toolkit. Hello, I'm Scott Williams, founder of ProfitSavvy.org. When you have a medical problem, you go to a doctor and she asks you to describe the symptoms. Based on this, you get offered a treatment for what ails you. At Profit Savvy, we use the same approach. Our diagnostic menus on the website quickly lead you to suggested remedies for whatever issues you are facing in your business. This saves you an enormous amount of time wading through books trying to find a treatment for your business's particular issues. Our focus is on owner-operators and middle management of larger businesses. We assume you have the necessary technical skills, so we focus on helping with management issues. In this podcast series, we touch on the most popular issues from our website. The theory of constraints, or TOC, was developed by an Israeli physics professor, Dr. Eli Goldratt, around 1984. It was made famous by his book, The Goal, G-O-A-L, which has sold millions of copies. Simply put, in any workflow, there will be at least one limiting stage, rather like the pinched waste in an hourglass. No matter how productive the stages before and after the constraint in your workflow are, the constraint alone determines how much is produced by the workflow. Total production cannot exceed the ability of the constraint to produce, just like in the hourglass example. Clearly, if we want to speed up throughput, we should focus on the constraint first. You might be thinking that your business is not a workflow, so this doesn't apply. Let's look at a few examples. A likely constraint at a restaurant is the number of tables, as you can't seat more people than there are seats at the table. In a hotel, the constraint is the number of rooms, as you can't rent out more rooms than you have. In many professions where time is sold, such as accounting, law, architecture, doctors, you can only sell what time you have available from the staff during that day. In a tax accounting practice, work moves through several stages, one of which will be the constraint that governs the pace of the whole activity. In a factory, one machine or stage will govern how fast materials can process down the assembly line. In a retail store, shelf space governs how much can be on show at any point in time. So it's the limiting factor or the constraint, and so on. However, by focusing on the constraint in your business, you can free up more income production. So for example, the restaurant limited by seats could add a takeaway and or could open for breakfast, lunch and dinner rather than just one meal a day that increase its productivity. A retail store can expand on its sales by adding an online web store. Regular listeners to this podcast may recall our podcast on the 80-20 rule, number 12, which says that 80% of the improvement in an operation comes about with 20% of the activity. This is in complete alignment with TOC, as the 20% is the constraint in the TOC world. As an indication of the importance of the theory of constraints, we first heard about it in an article which said that Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, has it as required reading for his executives. Jeff has done pretty well to become the richest person in the world, so maybe there is something to think about with TOC. So, how do we manage our constraints to get maximum productivity? There are five steps to the full process. The first is to find or identify them. Typically, they'll have a stack of work in progress in front of them, waiting to get processed through the constraint. Other signs include the fact that the workflow after the constraint will flow pretty quickly because the constraint is the limit. Second, having found the constraint, we exploit or use it to our advantage. Third, we do this by subordinating everything else and focus our complete attention on the constraint. Fourthly, we look to improve the throughput of the constraint. This can be as simple as reducing its downtime or running at longer hours. We should certainly make sure it's never starved for resources or for labour. The fifth step can be interesting. Your constraint may move to another part of the workflow once you improve the management of the first constraint that you found. If this happens, you'll need to start the five steps again. It's important that you think of your constraint as your friend, because they are the heartbeat of your workflow. Nothing can speed up until your heartbeat speeds up. Improve your constraint and you improve the general health of your business. You will likely have more than one workflow in your business, and these main workflows may have subordinate workflows. Each subordinate workflow is going to have a constraint that limits its throughput, so your work on constraints is not limited to just a single one for the whole business. So here's a little bit of homework for you. What is the likely constraint in your business? Chances are you've never really thought about this. You've never really thought about the limiting factor in your business. Thinking about it now may revolutionize the way you think about your business. Remember, nothing will happen faster in your business than its heartbeat or constraint will let it. Because we think it's so important in a profitable business, there's a lot more material on TOC and the ProfitSavvy.org website.